From Simon & Schuster Audio, The Green Mile by Stephen King. Read by Frank Muller.
Foreword. A letter. October 27, 1995. Dear Constant Reader, life is a capricious business. The story which begins in this little book exists in this form because of a chance remark made by a realtor I have never met. This happened a year ago on Long Island. Ralph Vicinanza, a longtime friend and business associate of mine, what he does mostly is to sell foreign publishing rights for books and stories, had just rented a house there. The realtor remarked that the house looked like something out of a story by Charles Dickens. The remark was still on Ralph's mind when he welcomed his first house guest, British publisher Malcolm Edwards. He repeated it to Edwards, and they began chatting about Dickens. Edwards mentioned that Dickens had published many of his novels in installments, either folded into magazines or by themselves as chapbooks. I don't know the origin of this word, meaning a smaller-than-average book, but have always loved its air of intimacy and friendliness. Some of the novels, Edwards added, were actually written and revised in the shadow of publication. Charles Dickens was one novelist apparently not afraid of a deadline. Dickens' serialized novel...